listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. National Cabinet is meeting today with monkeypox top of agenda. The federal government is expected to announce plans to roll out a vaccine for vulnerable Aussies as early as next week. COVID and foot and mouth disease is among the other topics to be discussed by state and federal leaders. The first batch of Moderna's COVID vaccine for vulnerable children over the age of 6 months has touched down in Australia overnight. Around 70,000 kids will become eligible for the jab from September 5. The new emissions target is set to be passed through the House of Reps this morning. The Greens have indicated they'll provide enough votes to get the climate legislation through and enshrine a 43% emissions reduction target by 2030 into law. Adam Bent has told Channel 10 they gained a lot from the negotiations.
There's no limit on how high the government wants to go in the future. We've made it harder to use public taxpayers' money to fund new coal and gas projects. We've put a bit of rigour around the ability of the bureaucracy to tackle climate change.
China has reacted to the US Speaker's controversial trip to Taiwan. It's blocked imports of citrus and frozen fish from the country after already blocking cookies and other seafood this week, which represent a small part of Taiwan's exports to Beijing. Nancy Pelosi has now left after meeting with leaders yesterday, which China has labelled extremely dangerous. And new research published today has been looking into the benefits of medicinal cannabis on mental health. A small trial has found it halved the symptoms of chronic anxiety in young people. After 12 weeks of treatment, the non-addictive version, known as CBD, delivered an almost 43% reduction in the severity of it. Sprinter Rowan Browning is through to the final of the 100-metre, becoming the first Aussie male to do so in 12 years. Meantime, Aussie track star Peter Boll is off to the final in the 800-metre race after cruising through last night's heat in Birmingham. Boll telling Seven he's in awe of the support from back home.
The support, you know, I was watching all over Instagram and how many people are keen for the 800. It's beautiful. I mean, just what I'm saying, it took me 25 years to get people excited about the 800, so that's a pretty good goal.
Aussie swim star Ariane Titmus has qualified for the women's 400-metre freestyle final. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, a foggy start for Brisbane, then a mostly sunny day, 20 for the top, similar skies for the Gold Coast and 23, a rainy one for Sydney, 21 the max, a possible shower for Melbourne, chasing 18 degrees, same for Hobart, a top of 16, showers and windy in Adelaide and 17, a wet one for Perth 2 and 17 as well. Our listener app is the home of radio, podcasts, music and news. Join up to listen live or on demand now.
Listener.